95KGGO Des Moines Classic Rock. Jeremy Jacobs here. Very excited to welcome on the line. You've seen him on TV. You've seen him on stage. He is the one and only Billy Gardell. Billy, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us here in Des Moines today.
Hey, thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm happy we can make this work. I was supposed to talk to you last week. I had a child that was a little bit under the weather, so I'm glad we were able to
reschedule. Yeah, I heard. Is everybody okay now?
Everybody's doing good. It's just one of those things. Knock on wood, we were lucky enough to get into November, back into the school year before things hit the household too hard.
You know, man, you make the right call, and nothing else matters. If something's wrong with my kid, I'll jump off a boat like Forrest Gump. I totally get that.
Oh, I have literally done that. Dove off of a boat before for my kids.
That's great.
Yeah, we like to get out. Billy, you got your first ever theater tour, if I'm reading all the information correctly, coming out.
Correct.
The Less is More tour. You're going to be hitting a couple of stops here in Des Moines. Is there any sort of, you know, thought, different preparation that goes into playing a theater as opposed to playing some of the comedy clubs that you've been a part of?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bigger venue. There's a different cadence, but you're still doing your performance. And, you know, I did stand up from 87 to 2010, and then I got my break to play Mike on Mike and Molly, and then I did another show right after that, and in Bob Hart's Abishola, and I was on Young Sheldon. I've had a very lucky television career, and what I would do is, in between those, you know, we would have weeks where they were down, they were dark, you know, while the writers would do another episode, you'd go 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and I'd go do a theater there, or I'd go do a casino there, but I had never done a full-push theater tour. And as Bob Hart's Abishola ended, I took time off of the road to get healthy, lost 170 pounds, and got my life together, got my health together. And then I started to get that itch to get back on stage as a stand-up again, because I think once a stand-up, always a stand-up. So I've spent the last year working on this hour to bring to its level to where it's polished enough that it goes to the theaters. And now we're here. So we start in January. We go through March. I'm very excited. Any theater I'm going to be in, you can find tickets at BillyGardell.com. The links are all there. And I can't wait to get out there and get on the boards.
Oh, I know we are definitely looking forward to it. You said the tour's kicking off January 30th. Two stops here in Iowa, one hitting the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa on March 13th. Over in Iowa City, hitting the Englehart Theater on March 14th. So a couple back-to-back tour dates right there. So if you want to see Billy in Ottumwa, get your tickets, and then you just drive up to Iowa City and make a whole weekend out of it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'd be grateful if you come to one. I'm not soaking anybody for two.
So you talk about, you know, the big break that came through television, of course, getting your, you know, I don't want to say start, but, you know, that huge opportunity doing Mike and Molly. When you were sort of looking over that project, looking at it and going through and, you know, doing the pilot and all that stuff, did you sort of get the feeling that this show was going to become as big as it did?
I think we all kind of felt it, especially the week of the pilot. That cast, me and Melissa McCarthy had chemistry immediately out of the gate. One of my dearest friends played my partner, Officer Carl, Reno Wilson, and we knew each other for 10 years before that show. And there was just this, and we fell in love with the rest of the cast. Rondi Reed, Lou Mastillo, and Swoozy Kurtz were all Broadway and Steppenwolf actors. So we had this giving group of artists, and everybody really, we really kind of went through that together. That was a break for all of us. And so we kind of rode through that together like a family. And I think that came across on the screen. And then, of course, we had the best writing in the business with Chuck Lorre and his writing staff. And so it really was a perfect storm, you know. And so that changed the game for all of us.
No, and it is. It translates directly through the television. You're watching at home. You get to this sort of feeling.
I think you can believe that we love each other. In fact, we all still get together once every month for a little luncheon. And instead of talking about what our projects are like we used to or what we were going to do next, now we just talk about what hurts and what we can't eat.
That's the, you know, some of the pains that comes with getting older, right?
Yeah, but that's part of growing, you know, part of growing up, you know. Yeah. You got to keep evolving and keep staying present and keep being giving. And I think when you put good stuff out, it boomerangs back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a big proponent of that, you know, as far as positive energy goes. And, you know, what you present to the universe, you get that back. So I love hearing that. I do have a question, though. How do you get all those people together once a month? We have a hard enough time just corralling the folks here at the radio station to do a promo meeting once a month.
You know, one of our old producers, Mona Garcia, she also produced Night Court and a few others, but she was with us there, and she is the greatest at herding cats in the world. And somehow she always finds a day that we can make it for an hour and a half to be together, and it's a very sweet thing.
Oh, I love it. Billy Gardell on the line with me right now. The brand new first ever theater tour, the Less is More tour, a couple stops over in Ottumwa and Iowa City in the month of March. You know, Billy, you are a Pittsburgh native. I knew one of the things I wanted to talk about with you right away. I'm a big football guy, so I had to get your thoughts on the Steelers. I just wish it wasn't asking you about Rodgers' wrist. How's things looking there?
I don't know yet. We're waiting to find out. I watch this team from under my blankets. I never know who's going to show up. We look like a playoff team or we look like a bad high school team. We have no consistency yet, so I don't know what we're headed for. And like I said, I'm waiting to read the ESPN stuff today and look at the ESPN stuff to find out where his wrist is. Although I thought Rudolph did a nice job when he came in last week in place of him.
Yeah, Rudolph looked very serviceable in there, you know, when he came into replacement. We've seen Rudolph, you know, under center for the Pittsburgh Steelers a time or two. And I think with Mike Tomlin, this team is always going to be in the hunt, always going to be a contender.
Yeah, he finds a way, man. With very little ingredients, he finds a way. So I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, I bite my nails and I hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm a 49ers fan, so I've had the ups and downs of many years now with it.
You guys have had some great teams. I feel like you guys always get the injury bug at the worst possible time.
Yeah, it's insane. I always quote it as being like the curse of Jim Harbaugh. Like when we sent him packing, it just all came down on that team.
Yeah, it did.
On the phone with me right now, Billy Gardell. The Less is More tour, a couple of stops coming here to Central Iowa in the month of March. You can get tickets available and all the info at BillyGardell.com. Billy, you know, you talk about getting back up there on the stage after, you know, some television success. Is there anything left on that sort of bucket list that you were looking to check off that you haven't had the opportunity to do yet?
I would love to start playing around in some of the dramatic series. I would love to be the police chief now, or the fire chief, or the bad guy, or the I'd like to try some different roles because I have a different shape now and I'm at a different age, and I would love to do that. And I'm not shutting the door on maybe one last sitcom possibility if the right thing comes along.
Yeah, I mean, you've had success with, some, and of course you've had a few stops that I'm sure probably didn't pan out exactly the way that you thought to.
But we all do.
Absolutely.
God, I think I did 13 pilots 13 years in a row before Mike and Molly hit.
Holy cow. So there you go. Persistence pays off if you got a dream, you know, continue.
Stay the course, brother.
Absolutely.
Stay the course.
I love that perspective. It took me a long time to get into the world of radio, you know. 15 years after high school is what I wanted to do, and here I am now getting the chance. Now it's 20 years after high school, but the opportunity to do it there. But you say playing the villain, and I think that's something that I kind of want to, you know, be able to actually see you sort of lean into that role, something we haven't seen from you.
Well, I think you got to, you know, as an artist, man, you just got to keep stretching. You got to keep trying. And you know, you might stink to join up, but you got to try. And you can't find out what you're capable of unless you're willing to take that risk. I tell my kid all the time, failure's not a crime. Not trying again is the crime. So it's in failing that we learn. I never learn anything from a good show. I mean, all you get's a bunch of attaboys, and that's nice, but you learn from not succeeding and trying again. Old adage.
Yeah, I love it. Like, it's having that perspective, and then, like you said, getting to share it with your kid is awesome.
The best.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Billy, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us here today.
Thank you, man.
Tickets and information at BillyGardell.com. Like I said, two stops in March, the 13th in Ottumwa, March 14th in Iowa City. Make sure you guys get on out. This is going to be an amazing show.
Here we go. Thank you for your time, brother.